Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, it's one of my favorite times of the week when I can touch you, you can touch me, and we can share a lot of knowledge between all of us. It is wonderful. I want to start the show today, and I want to talk about, well, the first thing is prayer. You know, you hear the phrase about praying over something. What does that do? Have you thought about it? Prayer actually changes the molecules of creation. I don't know if you've thought about that. Everything that comes into our lives at one point or another has been changed. Viewpoints, attitudes, friendships. Prayer is the lubricant that changes molecules. So if we want something in our life and we pray over it, we can actually cause events to come into our existence. And that's what it's all about. Having a plan and following that plan and trying to bring more and more of life's satisfactions into our reality. We could be praying over a child, a spouse, an event. We can change these things through prayer. And I think it's good to think about that, how prayer actually changes molecules. The other thing that we could consider is connecting with our higher selves, that higher part of our soul, because it is that the higher part of our souls that also brings events into our lives. And so if you're not happy with the way things are, then we have the ability to change them. I mentioned this to you before, but maybe there's different listeners. Before we came into this lifetime, we could choose from several options where we would incarnate, the choices that it would have, the options that it would offer, our parents. So if things aren't going exactly how you would like them to go within the family group, you're there for a reason. You're there to bring healing. And what is it that you need to heal? So I wanted to pass this little bit of information out to you so that you can think about it. To work with your higher self. To heal what needs to be healed. And there are rhythms in the universe where new golden ages come. And I've talked about that in the past. We have one coming. And if you wish to be a part of it and you wish to help bring it in, then talk to your higher self and be a part of it. We have the power, we were given the option to be able to change those molecules, to be able to change what's coming into our lives. So take a moment now. Consider what you want to occur in your life over the next 12 months or even within the next month. We are creators. When the source of all created our monads, we were given that ability to create. It's a wonderful thing, my friends, to be able to create, to be able to bring into our lives things that we want. So take a moment. Review what's in your life. Is there anything that you wish to change? Change it, my friend. You've got the power. So we'll take a moment right now and think about that. So, other than that, if you have some questions for me, I want you to call in. Maybe you want me to give you a short description of what it looks like when I hear your voice and go back to your physical body as to something in your past life that would be beneficial to you, your soul wants you to know about. So you can call in for that or call in for any other question that you might think about. But this word inspiration, we inspire people as other people inspire us, whether it is through a deed or a project or an event. Our lives overlap one another. It is like an electrical current that runs through all of humanity, especially those that we love. Take for a moment and think about somebody that you love. Look into the heart chakra and think of this person that you love. And just, if you can, visualize what happens when you think of that person that you love. There is energy that shoots out from the heart chakra that goes to them. There are some people that you meet in your life that you feel very comfortable with, and some that you don't feel comfortable with. And perhaps it has to do with their thoughts about you, what they are sending you from the heart chakra. So take that moment. Think about the one that you love and look within and see what happens. There is a threefold flame within the heart. It's a beautiful rosy pink, a cayenne blue. And a green color. If you're able to see within the heart, that perhaps is what you will see. And when you think of others, take a moment sometime and see what goes on in the heart chakra. What are you sending them? And if there are people in your life that there is lack of harmony, consider your thoughts when you come into their area, when you come close to them. Think of your thoughts. What are you sending them? We're like receivers, like television receivers. We are very keen to the thoughts and emotions of what other people are thinking about us. And if there are people that are making you unhappy, look and see perhaps what you are sending them. Think of acceptance. Think of accepting them and see how their actions change toward you. That is what I wish for all of you, for all of us. Peace, harmony, love among all people, whether we know them or whether we do not know them. So, we're just beginning the show and we have plenty of time for those who might want me to look within their aura to see a past life. I know there are some that are thinking about calling. Call before we get too involved into the show because the time goes by so fast. I don't want you to miss out on the opportunity. So meanwhile, until we are waiting for someone to call in, I will send to you some thoughts of, I went to the center of the cosmos and I looked out upon creation to see how the energy worked. We all have this ability. It is just, you need to believe that you have that ability. The Creator sends out this enormous love. And that love goes out to a group of angels that we call the seraphim. And the seraphim send back that love to the Creator. The Creator is constantly bathed in this love that He has sent forward. And He is the recipient of it. He or she, they, them, is the recipient of this love. And then that love is carried by the cherubim. I know we have talked to some people because there are a lot of cherubim who have incarnated. They have work to do upon earth. And the cherubim carry this love all around the cosmos and then send it back to the Creator. And it makes an imprint, a record of everything that is happening in the world. And so, my friends, there are trouble spots. There's trouble spots in the world, and you are aware of them, I'm sure. And how we can help heal this is by sending our love to these trouble spots. In a sense, the Creator started all of this, and in a way, it is up to us to maintain it. What do you want for your future and your children's future? We want the best possible opportunities. Pass them on to our children. And we have the right and the ability to do this. So there's a lot to think about tonight. How we influence others, how others influence us, how those in our circle of family need our help, and how we can help them by loving them. Love, my friends, is the answer to all of our problems. Yeshua taught this. How love and forgiveness is what matters most. So it's good to forget, and it is the slights that have been sent our way, to forgive them and not to remember them and hold them as a grudge. Be open and willing to love all. And I tell you, it will bring you great happiness. Happiness is hard to attain in this world today. Many people think that money attains happiness. But it doesn't. We are happy because of what we accomplish, what our higher self and our soul tells us about what we are doing, whether we're walking the high road, the middle road, or the low road. Being a good inspiration to all of those around us brings great happiness. So, my friends, I guess you want to just hear me talk about these things because no one is calling in and asking for a reading. Do that. Don't wait till the last minute. The show will be over before you know it. It passes by very quickly. I saw a film today that was marvelous. It was about a man who went into the wilderness and built everything by hand with the wood that he found in the wilderness. He built a cabin and lived in Alaska. It was beautiful. It was an idea that he had in his mind, and he brought it into his everyday work life. Do you have ideas that you wish to bring into your everyday life? Are there things that you wish to accomplish? There's great satisfaction in completing something where you had an idea. I guess you want me to keep rambling on, huh?
Carol, line one.
Carol, what can I do for you, dear? Line one.
I'm wanting to have a mini reading. Got a lot of physical issues. I'm wondering if you can bring up anything that connects to those issues.
So you have physical issues. You have problems physically.
Yeah,
and you want me? What do you want me to do about it, darling?
Pardon?
What do you want me to do?
Just see if I have a past life that might be connected to this issue at this time.
I see. Okay. You're what would be considered an old soul, meaning you've had many lifetimes on Earth. And you've passed through many challenges, many victories, many defeats. Don't be concerned about that because you might say that's life in general. Do you meditate, dear heart?
Do I meditate?
Yes.
Yes, I do, almost constantly.
Do you connect with your higher self?
No, I have not been able to do that.
Let's try for a moment now, because the higher self gives direction. So close your eyes and just breathe normally and intend to connect with your higher self.
Gail, line two.
So tell me what you are feeling. Are you getting a message?
No, I am not.
Okay, maybe talking on the radio is hard for you to do this, but do it by yourself because your higher self wants to help you. And it says that one of your issues is to forgive yourself. Can you relate to that?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Do this mentally about how you forgive yourself. You don't have to say it out loud, but mentally, you forgive yourself for any deed or emotion or feeling that you think is beneath yourself. Your soul is prompting you to be of the very highest that you can be. I want you to practice that and call me next week and let me know how this is going, because if you need more help with this, I want to help you. Would you do that?
I would love to do that. Thank you. So when I do this, I just say, I forgive myself?
Yes. That's what your higher self is telling me, that you're not forgiving yourself. You do things that you feel are not to your best advantage, and you dwell upon that. Like you made a mistake. You made a mistake, and instead of just accepting the fact that we all make mistakes now and then, you dwell upon it and sort of like beat yourself up over it. Can you relate to that?
Yes, very much so, very much so. But there's just, you know, I'm just in so much pain, it's hard to get past that pain to, you know, make that a reality or something like that.
I understand that. Do you have any pain medicine?
I take Tylenol.
Why don't you talk to your doctor about giving you something that would help with the pain?
I've tried many things and nothing so far has helped. And I don't have a doctor. I'm pretty
Why
much
not?
Just, well, money is a big issue. So, you know, we're very financially strapped. It's hard to...
Do you have a free clinic that you can go to?
Beg your pardon?
A free clinic.
We don't have free clinics here.
Gee, that's where do you what part of the country do you live in that you don't have a
Kansas.
Free clinic? No free clinic, huh?
There is one, but I always fall through the cracks.
What do you mean you fall through the cracks?
I mean they won't see me for one reason or another.
Do you go there? Do you go there and demand that they see you?
Well, see, it seems like when I try to work with doctors, they end up running me through x-ray machines and, you know, they just make me worse. They just compound the situation.
Well, first of all, you don't want to do that. What you want is something besides Tylenol that'll help you with the pain so you can move
sorry,
on to
what?
Living. What?
What did you say?
You need something better than Tylenol to work through the pain.
Well, I took OxyContin for a while, and that didn't seem to even phase it. I mean, everything I've tried as far as, you know.
Well, I'm not
medication.
A doctor, and I can't help you with what to do medically. Nor would it be right for me to give you medical advice. But
right,
what I can tell you is you've got to somehow get through this pain and commune with your higher self to give you advice. In other words, your higher self is connected to your soul to give you some advice as to how to live more beneficially, because that's what this is really all about, my dear. Look,
mm-hmm.
Try that and call me next week. I want to know how you're doing.
All right. Well, I've got this book. It's called The New Posture, and it's telling me how I can release all this fascia problems. So I'm attempting to do that now.
That's excellent. You're moving along. You're doing something. That's good. Call me
yeah,
next week.
Yeah,
let
I'm
me know how that
something.
Is doing
so
for
that's
you.
That's what I'm attempting now.
That's good.
Thank
that
you.
That is good. You're welcome, sweetheart. There's somebody else that wishes to talk to me?
Yes, I'm Gail. I don't know if you have a...
Did you say Gail?
Yes.
What can I do for you, Gail?
I've been following your work for quite a while now. And I'm very impressed by your voice, and I'm very grateful for all that you've done. And it really has made quite an impact on me. And I'm going through a time where I just have a number of obstacles that I have a hard time.
Wait a minute. I'm having trouble hearing. You're going through what?
Some obstacles.
Oh, okay.
Forward. And I also feel the 4th of July... For us as a collective, is so important, and I feel I need to rally an awareness of the importance of kind of the greatness that we have here in our country and the potential. And my great-great-grandfather was John Witherspoon, who signed the Declaration of Independence and founded Princeton Seminary.
Isn't that exciting?
Well, I feel a connection. I feel a connection with that more as I get older. And it came through my mother's side. I don't know.
But what do you want me to do for you?
To help me understand partly why in this connection I have totally lost contact, ability to communicate with my sister.
Does your sister live nearby?
Yes.
Do you call her on the phone?
She won't answer the phone.
Do you visit her? Do you knock on her door?
I tried, but she won't respond. This is a very deep issue, which I also don't want to talk about publicly, but it's a very deep issue. I feel it in this lifetime. I don't know why it's
okay, let me see what I can do for you, sweetheart. You've had other lifetimes with this sister, which you probably feel, don't you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't.
Don't you feel that you've had other lifetimes with this sister?
Yes.
You two have traveled around together through many lifetimes. And
Yes. What's
involved here is issues of forgiveness. So I want you, first of all, to forgive yourself for anything that you feel that you have done with her that was not in your best interest. Forgive yourself mentally. Forgive yourself now. And I want you mentally to forgive her. Your issue between the two of you right now is forgiveness. And if you forgive her, she will eventually forgive you. Do you meditate?
Yes.
Every day during meditation, I want you to send thoughts to her of forgiveness and ask for her forgiveness. These are old wounds. I think you know that, don't you?
Well, these are wounds that might go back thousands of years. But in this lifetime, I saved her life. I worked very hard to save her life. I can say to pull her back to the death tunnel. It was in my 20s. I didn't know I had the power to do that. I didn't want to lose her.
Don't concentrate so much on saving her life. Concentrate more on forgiveness. That's what this issue is between the two of you, forgiveness.
All right. I work on it. I really do work on it daily. I've been defrauded and disinherited in a brutal way. And I work on forgiving her. And I've told her to her face when I couldn't get to her that I forgive her.
That's what it is, sweetheart. You forgive her, and she will forgive you. It is an issue that revolves around forgiveness. You see, sometimes people are slighted over things that maybe was not intended to be a slight, but the other person considers it a slight. And so there is an issue of forgiveness now because the other person's feelings are hurt. She has hurt your feelings, and you have hurt her feelings unintentionally. It just happens through day-to-day living. First of all, I would like to tell you this can be healed. Just intend that it be healed. Intention is very strong. Intend to heal all of this.
Yes.
Call next week and let me know how it's going for you. Because if it's not going well with this, we will call in her soul. Matter of fact, her soul wants to give you a message. And what her soul is telling me is that she really does love you. She's having issues of her own of forgiving herself. This whole situation is connected around forgiveness. So when you meditate every day, just send her your love. You were going to, what I'm seeing, what looks like an iceberg and it's melting. Cold hearts, and they're melting, they're warming up. It's possible to connect and heal this. Just understand that all of this is possible, and it will be so, because it will be your intention to heal this. God bless you. Let me know how it goes.
Do you see any connections to the Witherspoon lineage that we share?
Any connection? I'm not understanding this word you're using. Any connection between...
John Witherspoon through my mother's lineage.
Was Don Livingston?
Witherspoon.
Witherspoon?
Yes.
The signer of the Declaration of Independence?
Yes.
That there was a connection between him and your mother?
Well, yes. We're descendants.
But you know that there was, don't you? This is a family line. You know that.
In the my answer family?
The answer is yes. But you know this. It's why you asked it. You just want confirmation.
Yes, in a certain way, confirmation that we're the last of the line, my sister and I, and we had no children. It came through my mother. It was a very powerful, he was quite a mystic with his boom.
Sweetheart, what does all of this mean to you today in your life?
Because it has had a big impact on me recently.
Why don't you just accept it as a blessing? There's a lot of things that happen to us in our present and in our past that are just blessings. You were made aware of this. It's a blessing. Just accept it.
Okay.
And bring into your life those things that you think are important. I want you to name one thing that's important that you want to bring into your life.
Good health.
Okay.
I've had some obsession with my health.
Okay, here's what you, one of the things that you can do about that. I want you to close your eyes for a moment and envision your body in perfect health. Your body is perfect. Accept that. Believe it. The more you accept it and the more that you believe it, it will come to pass. And that's because it is like a prayer. You're moving molecules. You see, we were all meant to be healers, and first of all, healers of ourselves. Heal yourself. It's a God-given gift to heal yourself. Learn how to do that, and if you need more help with that, let me know. But work on it this week, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Bless you.
Bless you. Thank you.
You know, they're very powerful words that we can send out to anyone. Bless you. Very powerful. And when you wish blessings on someone else, blessings will descend upon them, and they will descend upon you as that one that expressed it. Go through life blessing everything that has come your way that is good. And if it is something that you don't feel that is good, try to understand what lesson was to be learned from the receiving of this event. Everything that happens to us has a purpose, whether it's good health, a person that we love has crossed over. We learn from all these experiences, and our soul has sent us these things our way, so we learn. Earth is like a school. We are here to learn. And when we cross over, we will learn in larger means, larger methods. A family member of mine has just recently crossed over. And he said that when he crossed over, he could see all of his past lifetimes, where his monad had sent fingers of consciousness from the moment first one until the present. And he could see all the things that he had accomplished and how wonderful it was. Anyway, my friends, consider what you want in your life for the next month, the next year, and work on it. We have a holiday this weekend, the 4th of July. Maybe we should take a moment and consider what that means to us. Is it just about sending off fireworks? Or does it have something to do with freedom? What does freedom mean to us? Are you feeling free? Are you held back by some problem? If you feel that you're held back by some problem, my friends, work on it. Dissolve it. Be free of all problems that are hindering you. You have the power. It was given to you. Pray and change molecules. That's an exciting thought, isn't it? Probably something you haven't thought about before. That what a prayer is actually changing molecules. We came into this world with a mission. Have you accomplished that mission? Or are there things left undone? If there's things left undone, then work on it. We must all do this. Earth is a school. We are the student. And events happen in our life as a learning process. I had a son that died at a young age. It was a great learning process for me, and I had a lot of connections with him after he crossed over. Seems like such a long time ago, and it was. He was only 16, but apparently he had seen all of life that he wanted to experience before he crossed over. Matter of fact, he's here right now talking to me. He has told me that he's on the planet Sirius. And he helps to bring events into the world to help elevate humanity. But that is one of the things that they do there. In life, there are so many possibilities, so many probabilities. And we have the power to control so much that comes our way. Whether it is ill health, whether it is relationships that need to be healed with family or friends or co-workers, we can accomplish all of this. Do not ever feel that you're in a position where something cannot be done. My friends, we don't have much more of the show left. So if you want to talk to me, if you want to see a little vision of a past lifetime, want to know where you've been, call me now, because we only have maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Give me a call. Something that you might want to consider. What do you feel you want to do before you cross over? Is there any work that is left undone that you would like to complete? Is there something that you could do to make Earth a better place by simply perhaps planting a tree, sowing grass seeds somewhere in a barren pot? Simple things. Reminds me of Saint Teresa, who talked about doing little things perfectly. That's an interesting thought. Doing things perfectly, no matter how small or little the deed is, but doing it perfectly. Well, my friends, we have a very little time before the show is over. Is there any last minute call that you want to make so I can look upon one of your past lifetimes? Also, if you feel that what we have been talking about has been of benefit, consider donating something if you are able. There is a donate button. And if you are in a place where you can donate, do so. It helps enormously. And if you're able to do that, I tell you thank you. My friends, we're getting very close to the end of the show. And I have to say, this hour goes by so quickly. I'll leave you with a word. We talked about it earlier, inspiration. What do you inspire in those around you? Is it for your higher good and their higher good? Inspiration is amazing. We inspire everyone, good, bad, or indifferent. So for this next week, go about your daily chores with the idea that you intend to inspire others to a higher level. And I hope that our show tonight has inspired you on some level to help someone else, to send love to the earth, to other people, to send love down to the core of the earth, so that every layer of rock experiences love. It was something that it was intended for humankind to do, but something that we have forgotten to do. So, my friends, we have come to the end of our show tonight, and I send you, all of you, my love and my concern, and blessings to all of you. Good night for now.